We've had someone called Chris in Barnet who didn't want to come on the air, but that's all right. It could be any. Oh, that's in, I know it's his name. And instead, he doesn't want to be named. Call him Henry. He doesn't want his name's Chris. He's all right because it could be any Chris, and he's just driving through Barnet, perhaps. Anyway, tell us the story of him. This is a great admission.
I'm terrible.
This is an irrational turn. This is actually a completely different phone in. This is terrible tricks you can play on the public through your job, but this is a tremendous one.
I'm sorry, Chris, but I have to reveal that what you enjoy doing is turning up in court. Very early.
He works in court, doesn't
he? Yeah. Very early. He's the brief. Very early, when there's no one there, and sitting in the judge's huge leather chair.
That's good for him.
But apparently that's contempt of court.
Apparently it is. So it isn't really Chris and Barnett whose tale this is.
How can that be doing any harm? Why would there be laws against that?
If no one else is in the room,
isn't open. I mean, if he leaves his wig and gavel there, I'd love to do some gavel work, wouldn't you?
He could be warming.
Where is the judge?
He's warming the seat. He's warming the seat. He's doing him a favour.
I just think that's a terrible thing if there are laws against that. Turning up, because you work in a court, and sitting in the big old judge's chair. Lovely. Who wouldn't have that?
And you'd have to go up there and say, guilty.
Oh, you'd have to. I'll clear the court. No further but your witness. Objection overruled.
You'd
hear all those voices in your head. That's pretty fine speech, Mr. Simpson, but it's getting us no nearer the truth. I would love to do all of that, Stan. What? But obviously, that's what he does. He doesn't just sit in the chair, does he? He gavels it. This is becoming a mockery. Order. Oh, you'd have to do all of that. Oh man, yeah.